North Korea was the main focus of South Korean President Moon Jae-in's New Year's news conference. Officials from Seoul and Pyongyang had met in the truce village of Panmunjom on Tuesday, where North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea beginning February the 9th. Moon sought to allay concerns that Seoul had given sanctions relief as a condition of the North's Olympics participation.
South Korea will step in line with global society regarding sanctions. We don't plan to lift unilateral sanctions against North Korea yet, separately from international sanctions.
Moon also emphasized his strategy of pursuing dialogue with North Korea, with limitations.
For now, we have to lead North Korea into dialogue on denuclearization, which is also for improving inter-Korean relations. Only under those conditions, I'll discuss reopening the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone, or tours to Mount Geumgang.
The South Korean leader has stuck to seeking dialogue with the North, in contrast to U.S. President Donald Trump's hard line. Activists want Moon to encourage the U.S. to soften its approach.
The U.S. will keep exerting pressure and sanctions. I don't think that the U.S. will stop it, but it would be good for South Korea to clearly express its will and for South Korea to continue with talks, compromise, and engagement.
President Moon also said he was open to a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un under the right conditions.
Polls have shown South Korean President Moon Jae-in enjoying an approval rating of over 70% throughout the first 8 months of his term. And while President Moon may take some credit for North Korea's participation in the upcoming Winter Olympics, resolving the issue of Pyongyang's nuclear and missile development will likely prove more challenging for the popular South Korean leader. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.